This spring, follow what feels right, like coasting the day away on white sand beaches, making new friends with playful dolphins, taking time for each other in a relaxing place. It just feels right to take a break in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight from your city to Southwest Florida International Airport. Plan your trip to the islands, beaches, and neighborhoods of Fort Myers at visitfortmyers.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, hello, and welcome.
Hello.
I have a recommendation for you for something to watch if you're a little bit bored at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously don't do any of that before you listen to all of our podcasts from today, because stats, guys, stats, stats, stats.
And a huge back catalogue that'll keep you busy for at least 3 months.
Yeah, yeah. Numbers, numbers, numbers. The reason I'm focused on numbers, numbers, numbers and stats, stats, stats is on the back of watching the Jerry Springer documentary.
Oh, yes.
Last night. It's only a two-parter, literally two episodes, and just fascinating the work that the producers had to do. Number one, it kind of leaves you feel really a bit sick,
icky, like
it's actually kind of gross, just the way people were treated.
I've heard the producers have a lot to answer for, like, were
massively.
They ruthless?
Yeah, and then the executive producer was ruthless. Jerry was kind of kept quite safe from it all, or very distant from it all.
Yeah, but like turned a blind eye probably.
But also the producers were so honest in the documentary.
Really? Yeah, like about what they did.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, and it would leave you feeling a bit sick. They explained in the documentary that there was almost like what they described a Bermuda Triangle of an area that most of the guests came from.
Right.
These people from small towns, like southern areas, like they were saying you'd never get a Boston guest on, right?
Gotcha, yeah, real country kind of.
Country people, right? Really.
But
nice.
They're like profiling people then as like that area is like a certain type of person.
These were the people who kind of seem to ring through to tell a story.
Gotcha,
right?
Yeah.
And what the producers used to do is, say for example, if halfway through there's drama on stage, people are fighting and someone just walks off, I can't do this, like, get
yeah,
out
yeah.
of here.
Oh yeah, they love
They
that.
Would be told unless they didn't stay till the end of the show, they wouldn't pay for their flight home. And these are some people who couldn't afford to pay for a flight home. This is the kind of
crap. They're probably on the show
on.
For money, like.
Potentially. But these are some really, like, you know,
so
normal people who were promised kind of a dream. And
yeah, yeah.
They were saying they get them so riled up backstage and they'd pick them up in a limo and treat them like kings and queens and kind of have them all night the night out the night before and then kind of get them delirious, riled up backstage to
go
out.
Oh my God, so manipulative.
Oh, it's so manipulative.
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch that.
I would give it a watch. It will annoy you, and I said it'll make you feel uncomfortable, but just kind of goes to show what went on.
It is cool, all these like now exposés on all these TV shows that we used to love, like even then all the Nickelodeon stuff that came out,
yes.
Like the child actors, yeah. Like the Ellen Show got a grueling there. And I'd say if you were making a show now, you'd be like, batten up the hatches, folks.
Yeah.
Everybody gets lollipops and sprinkles.
Totally. And the other thing I'll say is I know that I'll lose a lot of you listening right now, but I'm really enjoying the last two episodes of Love Island. Yeah, Ashley's gone. Okay, bye. Enjoy the show. No more Love Island mentions on the show. Bye.
Get up. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley in the morning. 3, 2, 1.
Hello there. Welcome along.
Hi. Hi, hi.
Just the gals today. There's no masculine energy in this room. Nowhere to be seen.
No.
You can smell the difference.
Yeah, Dave is still struggling away with that flu. And Callum was obviously at the Nottingham and Liverpool game last night.
He did say on his Instagram, a heartbreaking game. I was like, is it not kind of class? No, they drew against Liverpool.
He was like, that was torture for the full 90 minutes. I was like, I relax.
I'd say it was absolutely banging.
Absolutely.
I was thinking, I went out for a run last night and I was thinking, my housemate Brian said to me before, I think those smartwatches are a curse. And I remember at the time, because I was obsessed with my Fitbit at the time, I was like,
yeah.
What do you mean? And he made a really good point. I think I've mentioned it in the show before. He was like, a friend of mine had one and he'd analyse his sleep in the morning. And if he had a bad sleep, then the whole day he'd be like, I'm wrecked. And then he'd feel wrecked.
Yeah.
And he'd just be so exhausted. Whereas sometimes it's like, you know, the devil you don't know,
yes.
Kind of a thing. And you get on with it. And I kind of disagreed at the time in my head. And then last night I went out for a run. Not doing anything crazy now at all, like literally back to square one type of thing. But I was feeling really motivated, really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And halfway through, my watch went dead.
Oh.
I just started walking. I was like, there's absolutely no point. I'm not going to get the stats on this. I'm not going to know how I did. I'm not going to know how I did versus the other day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to know how long this loop was in the first place. I won't know how many steps I'm after doing it on this loop. Won't know what my heart rate was. What's the point?
No,
what
I know.
What is the point? I strolled home.
Oh, I'm so with you on that. I'm like, if it's not being recorded and marked down for all of history,
yeah,
it didn't count.
Totally.
Even
yeah,
though like you're doing it for your body, but like really you're not.
And
I don't
know.
Even know
what
anymore.
Killed me was, because I didn't even have my phone or anything, what killed me was when I got home, I was still on 7,000 steps. And I'm like, I know, I hit over 10. And now my whole average for the week is going to be down. And my whole January streak is ruined. And I'm over
and it. We may as well write off 2025.
Yeah, we'll try again in 2026.
Crap year.
Yeah. I think it's just after 10 past 7.
Morning.
Outrage online this morning, Ash. People are giving out as per, but this time it's about something kind of trivial, which is nice to see. Doritos has thrown fans in a bit of a loop with this teaser that they're about to change the crisp's iconic shape.
Oh.
Now, again, this could be a marketing ploy, but it has sent people into disarray. They're saying that they're planning on changing, or they're testing out the idea of changing the Dorito shape from triangular to square.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to say circle.
I know.
I suppose that'd be like a crisp, wouldn't it?
A circle would be fine with me. Oval
Why would
be fine with me. I don't know. Why change a good thing? I think Doritos started in like the 60s. They've been around
really?
Forever in that shape. I think I read that this morning, open to correction. Don't mess with the triangle, someone's saying. You know, they're called an abomination. And some even joked, this isn't even the 1st of April. Cop on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's a long way off from that.
They haven't even revealed the details yet, but did share the new square crisps are just a prototype for now. And they measure 65 millimetres on each side, which is about the same size as they are as it stands. So no change to the vastness
okay,
of
and
each
then
individual.
Technically,
crisp.
They would be bigger then, I suppose, if they're full square.
Well, I think they're
you
going
know,
to measure up in terms
off.
Of the vastness of each one should.
Like the mass, the area.
Whatever that those maths things
yeah,
are,
yeah,
Ashling,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, to be honest, I get Doritos like twice a year. It's like one of those things where it's like not strictly twice
it's
a year.
It's not going to change
I mean?
My life. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not going to change my life. But it did make me think about just the unnecessary changes with certain products over the years. Have you noticed that it's very hard to find a foamy shower gel anymore? what are you lolling at?
It's just not an issue again. Like I've come into contact with, but I feel you.
As in before, way back. Most shower gels, you rub it on your arm, you get foam.
Yeah, I gotcha, yeah.
That's
yeah.
gone now. It's
yeah.
just watery gunk.
I wonder, was it like, was there something in it that was like really toxic or something?
Or really expensive,
yeah.
perhaps. Again, I know I keep giving out about it, but the return scheme ruining my life again. Bottled water, lads.
Bad
story.
The price of it. Is that what you're saying?
No, the sports cap.
I don't think I brought this terrible story to the show, but it happened to me like in this room. There's smoothies that sometimes get brought into the office.
Yeah.
And because the cap is still attached,
yeah.
right? A little dribble of smoothie remains in the circle of
it
the
does.
Cap.
It does.
And I was wearing a crisp, brand new white t-shirt that I ordered online from Uniqlo, so you can't get it in Ireland. Paid postage on it and all. And I was really carefully drinking my drink. And then I put it down and then haphazardly picked it up again, took another sip. Blob of strawberry smoothie on my crisp white t-shirt. It's never been the same since.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
and yeah. it's because those stupid little caps that you can't disconnect anymore.
Stop, they're so annoying. And I'm talking as well about the sports cap. I used to love a bottle of Volvic. A
you
big
did?
Square bottle of Volvic with a lovely sports cap. I don't want to take the risk of it not having a sports cap on it. I want to like pick it up in the car and have a swig
yeah,
and put it back. You can't be focusing on things like that when you're driving.
You can't
and
be
like,
unscrewing.
You can't be unscrewing. I don't have time to unscrew.
So no
and I
more.
Miss them.
Yeah, the Volvic sports cap, that's
they're gone.
Gone. Yeah.
So I'm a River Rock gal now.
That's
and I was
okay.
never a River Rock gal.
Right.
Anyway, we move. I was babysitting over the weekend. I was telling you I was minding my niece and nephew. Kids' cereal's gone to the dogs.
Really?
Absolute dogs.
As in taste or size or
I would
design.
Say in taste.
Really?
The cardboard, no sugary, not the sugary joy that we
yes.
got in our day because they're all after getting obviously a lot safer. I'd rather have known like, okay, it's once a week. My mother's going to give me a really good bowl of Cocoa Pops and having a crap one 3 days a week.
Yeah.
They will never understand the joy and the sugary mess that they were. And again, just on the back of Christmas, Roses sweets. Why do they all taste like chocolate? Or like
the strawberry.
The coffee. Yeah, the strawberry's an abomination.
Were you going to say they all taste like strawberry?
I was going to say they all taste like coffee. or something.
Oh, I just think roses are the
They used to be the goat. They were the best. If you saw a blue box in the house before Christmas, you'd be buzzing. Wait to open them. But now things have changed. Anyway, listen, we can't change the world. We can only point things out. Is that it?
We're a vessel for change.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma and Ash with you this morning of Emma, Dave and Aisling. We're hoping Dave is back with us this week, especially tomorrow for the girly quiz. We'll have to wait and see.
I know. What will we do if he's not here? Don't worry, guys. We have a plan. Always have a plan. We'll figure it out at 10 o'clock. I've kind of an exciting day ahead.
Go on.
My friend is going to come into town and she's going to give me a swimming lesson.
Oh, wow. So you're... Okay, a couple of things to dissect here. Yeah. Number one, your friend is a swimming instructor.
No, wrong. She's just really good swimming. She's just a really good swimmer.
Should she not just go to a... Anyway, go on.
Savings, Emma, is the answer to that one.
Okay, so you're going to go to a random pool and then she's going to stand up as if she's a teacher at the side of the pool and give you a swimming lesson.
Yeah, this is the...
And number three, can you not swim?
Yeah, so there's a lot to unpack here. So basically, I told you last week that I'm training for the Belfast Marathon. Every time I've done a marathon to date, I have ended up with a really awful injury and basically... barely made it onto the course, and I really don't want that to happen this time, so I want to do some cross training, which is like good for preventing injury, and swimming is a brilliant way to cross train because it's like no pressure on your muscles.
Exactly, yeah.
You're light in the water, etc. And I can swim in that I can absolutely tread water, do a breaststroke, I can float happily in the sea, I don't mind if it's deep or whatever, but I couldn't like do lengths. I've never really been anyone who swims for exercise.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to because I think it's a really good skill, and I also think like...
My mom's big into it at the moment now. She's doing like 20 lengths. I'm like, that's amazing.
And I've heard that you can actually build up your swimming fitness quite quickly, relatively quickly compared to other sports. So I really want to swim. And my friend, as I said, is a good swimmer and she used to be like a trained lifeguard and stuff. So she was like, why don't I come in and do a little lesson with you, even though like I'm not trained or whatever. So I don't know how it's going to work because at the same time, in the pool that we're going to go to, it's like part of a gym or whatever. Mm. And I think they do offer adult lessons. So if she's like standing on the side, like bossing me around, I feel like they'll be like, you can't do that in
Where's
here.
Your whistle, bitch?
Yeah. I feel like they'll be like, no, you can't just use our pool and give lessons. So she may have to just like be in the water with me and just like be
swim
like...
swim alongside you.
Yeah. That kind of thing. So I'm very excited. But they problem is, as I said, I've never gone to like a pool to do exercise, and I only have like my like frilly pink swimsuit with little love hearts on it, or like my sexy brown bikini.
I feel the exact same way about I'm off to Cork at the weekend, staying in a hotel I was telling you about earlier this week on the show, and we're like, don't forget to bring your togs, girls, and I'm like, oh jeez, where's my like basic swimming togs? I don't have them.
I've never owned like a Speedo swimming togs.
There's nothing more scarlet than going to a hotel or whatever and go down to the pool and there's people there full on working out and like your little, you know, like the sexy real V-cut down the front
Pamela Anderson
from when the time you thought you were like an absolute sexy goddess in Ibiza a few years ago, like you're like, oh God, stay to me.
That's exactly it.
With a little swimming cap then as well.
I know So I need to buy like my swimming starter kit, and I feel like the perfect place to go is Decathlon, so I need to get the togs, I need goggles.
Goggles,
where are your goggles? I feel like a little kid again.
No, goggles are unreal. Goggles that work are amazing.
Yeah, I know, but do any of them? I remember watching the Olympics and Mona McSherry, she was like, oh yeah, like loads of water got in my eyes at the start of the race, and I was like, how do you not have goggles that work?
I used to, as a kid, be an absolute devil for not wearing goggles and just consistently opening my eyes underwater. And every time we went on holidays, I'd always end up in the doctors having to get drops because their eyes would be red raw. They'd be like, did you just put on goggles? And I'd always whip them off and just full on, eyes wide open under the water. Yeah, no wonder I'm half blind. So don't do that.
I can't do that.
No, I couldn't dream of doing that now. Awful.
I also have a little bit of PTSD from like swimming lessons in school because I, like, a lot of people like probably learn outside of school, but I could not swim before we went like with our school. And I remember the first time we had to do a length, I was like, no one will know. And I just like walked, but moved my arms as if I was doing the front crawl. And then they like, a whistle was blown.
No way, how scarlet.
And the silver scoop was scooped under me to be like, right, you need to go in the kiddies pool.
Oh,
bitch, you have no clue what you're doing.
Stop. Well, honestly, the only ever sporting achievement I received was I got a medal for the longest duck dive when I was in school.
Wow.
They used to bring us, I used to have great lungs before I spoil them.
What's that mean? Like you stayed underwater the longest?
Yeah, so like you'd be doing a lesson, say, across the pool, not like the full length, but across the shorter
okay,
side.
Yeah, the side.
And you'd be off you go, and it's like touch the wall and come back for as long as you go. So people would start bailing, obviously, as they went. And I was the last person standing.
Did you do like multiples under the water?
Yeah, I just held my breath, went under, back, or under, back, under, back, under, back, under, back, to the point where they were like, okay, you've won, get up now. And I was like, I used to have the pinkest lungs in the world. Don't smoke.
Here, will you give me the
which
lesson
I don't
instead?
Anymore, by the way.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, yeah. It was a really good time. I remember the medal being like, I've great lungs. I can breathe real good.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling just coming up on 7:30 and your chance to win loads of IMC cinema passes this morning because we're playing this.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Oh my God, 2 weeks in a row playing this without our Dave. He is sadly still sick, but don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. Lives on in his memory. This is a game where if you say the same thing as either Emma or I have written down, as it'll be this week, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. We're going to ask you something like, name a town in North County Dublin. You'll hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. And if you say Phibsborough, and I have Phibsborough written down, you're absolutely out. You're trying to say something completely different that we have written down, and everyone you get right, you get one IMC cinema pass. There's five rounds, so you can get up to five passes. And if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
We're very strict on that, as we are. So if you want to play, all you got to do is WhatsApp us the word game right now to 087 711 1038. We won't make you write out the full name. Just the word game will do, and we will do a little demonstration so you can see how fun it is to play along.
This was actually fun coming up with these questions this morning. I'm dying to know if they're on the right track or if they would approve. But Aisling, I will be putting you to the test this morning.
All right.
Let's see, here we go. All right, Ash, question number one. Aisling Bonner, don't say the same thing that Dave has written down with just the two of us this morning. Name any fruit.
Pear.
You say pear. I have written down banana.
Lovely.
Lovely stuff. You're into round two. Aisling, name any famous female singer.
Cher.
You say Cher and I have written down Gracie Abrams.
Nice.
Well done.
That was safe.
You're into round three. Ash, tell me any music venue in Dublin.
The Button Factory.
You say the Button Factory.
Oh no.
And I have the Button Factory written down. What are the bloody chances of that?
Oh,
can
my
you believe
God,
it?
Boo.
Okay. So Ash would be out in that case. I was trying to think outside the box. I was like, she's going to know that I would write down Olympia. So I'll write down the Button Factory.
Why was that the first one? The other one that came to mind was Workman's, but the Button Factory, I was like, nah, I should never take it back. Oh my God. So that's what you got to do.
All right, get in touch right now. If you'd like to give it a lash this morning, just the word game in a WhatsApp will do. 087 711 1038.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Okay, Dave is still feeling very unwell. We're really hoping to see him soon. I miss his lovely face.
I miss his voice. When I hear him there, I'm like, oh, Dave.
I know.
Remember Dave? He was sound, wasn't he?
He'll be back in no time, no doubt. He needs to rest up.
Yeah.
But this is Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. A chance to win up to five IMC Cinema passes this morning. And on to play is Sabrina. How are you this morning, gal?
Morning, I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Sabrina. What's up? What are you doing today?
I am just straightening my hair, getting ready for work.
Nice one.
Very nice.
Good stuff. And where do you work? Did you have to travel far now, or what's the story?
No, I'm a teacher, so I'm literally just across the road.
Oh, brilliant.
Grand. Is it a bit weird being close to the school? Do you kind of love it and hate it at the same time?
I hate it because I see all the children anytime I go out for a walk. So yeah. I put my hood up.
You're like a celebrity.
Yeah.
I do feel like teachers are kind of the closest things to celebrities.
Quite honestly, I was out for lunch with my friend Emily. I remember it was months ago now, but we were like in the locality where she teaches and we were out for lunch. Twice she was approached, and otherwise it was just kids waving at her across the restaurant, and she was like, hi Ben.
Hi, Sophie.
How are you? Yeah.
Happy New Year.
All right, listen, let's try and win you 5 IMC Cinema passes this morning, Sabrina.
Perfect.
Okay, you know how this goes? We ask you to name us something in a specific category. You got to say something in the category or you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. You also have to say something that we have not written down. Otherwise, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. Okay, you got to answer on the third beep that you hear. And for everyone you get right, you're going to get an IMC Cinema pass. However, we will ask you if you want to play on or stick and go home with your passes because you could lose them all if you if you get one wrong. All right, Sabrina?
You know the crack. You're a teacher. A bit of jeopardy. No, it does no one any harm.
Sure, there's no fun without a bit of jeopardy. Yeah. Huh?
All right, listen, we're kicking off with question number one, wishing you the very best of luck.
All right, Sabrina, name any girl's name.
Penelope.
Ah, she's picking up what I'm putting down. Gosh. Penelope, I have written down. Sandra.
Beautiful.
Excellent. You are through to round two. Would you like to play on or go home with one IMC Cinema pass?
I'll play on. Can't go to the cinema on my own.
No, exactly. That would be sad. Or cool.
Very cool
fine.
And very empowering.
Do it. Absolutely do it. Okay, question number two. Name any street in Dublin City.
Duke Street.
Duke Street. I have written down Parnell Street.
Hey! All right, now you have your seconds. Do you want to take the two home or do you want to play on?
No, I'll play on.
Lad.
Okay. Sabrina, name something you would find in a pool.
Chlorine.
I have written down Lilo.
Legend!
Very good! With the chlorine. You know I'm on the pool vibe because I said I'm going swimming today.
All right, what do you want to do here? Do you want to play on or do you want to take home your three passes?
No, I'll play on.
Okay, it's getting tricky here. Name a language you might learn in school.
Russian.
It happens.
I think it is on the curriculum in some weirdo schools. I have written down Spanish.
Nice one. For the win, Sabrina. Do you want to crack on to round 5?
I think I'll take the 4.
Fair enough.
I think that smart might be moment. Wise, Sabrina. Yeah. Well done. You go home with 4 IMC Cinema passes. We will play the last round just to see if you would have taken the 5.
All right, let's see.
Sabrina, name me a German supermarket.
Oof. Little.
And I've written down Aldi.
Brilliant.
You would have won the 5, but you're happy enough with your 4, I'd say.
Great. Thanks so much.
Have you a played great that very
day.
Well.
And thanks for listening. Cheers, Sabrina.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
A savvy like player.
She was on the ball, wasn't she?
She was absolutely on the ball.
I can panic
the
under
box.
Pressure. I just go for the obvious one. And once I think of one thing, sometimes I can't get that out of my head in time to answer.
Yeah. So knew when to go home.
Ledge. Gracie Abrams with I Love You, I'm Sorry. On your number one hit music station, you're listening to Spin.
Morning. You know, an article popped up from each another. You just get those suggested articles popping up on your phone. And it was from Billboard, which is like the charts in America. And I feel like they're truly phoning it in, or else January is very slow. Because the headline of the article literally was, here are the lyrics to Gracie Abrams' That's So True, which is her other song that we're playing.
No way.
And I'm like, you literally just wrote an article on the lyrics. Sure, that's what we have lyric genius for, and all those other A to Z lyrics.
That's so funny, isn't it?
Isn't it? They're like, the lyrics are so fast, so you mightn't have caught them. Here's what they are. Oh my God, phoning it in.
I'm intrigued though.
I kind of love the hustle. I'm like, yeah, you get it, girl. You get that word count.
You get, exactly, and you get those clicks. Did you click?
Oh, straight in.
There you go.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
I actually appreciate that because people singing wrong lyrics drives me up the wall.
Yeah, true. Mm. Maybe we should write an article about every song for their lyrics.
On Spin at the moment, yeah. Not a bad shout. Coming up on 5 to 8. Bella, how are the roads in Dublin this morning?
Hiya. Stillorgan Road inbound is clear. I just wanna
wake up. Welcome to Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley. I think it's great. Spin's Fully Charged is on.
Hello, good morning and welcome to Wednesday.
Morning.
I'm going to fly by. I thought it was a bit of a drag yesterday, but then today when I realised it was Wednesday, I was like, oh, it's Wednesday.
It's so funny. Like every week's the same. You're like, oh, Tuesday. Ah, Wednesday. Class.
I was trying to be like a cute girlfriend, I guess, last night. I was telling you before that my boyfriend Jack lives in the UK. I haven't seen him now in a week. It's all or nothing. They're either around loads or they're not around
at all. I know.
And I said, do you know what I'll do now? I'll order a little Deliveroo to his house.
Ah.
A few little treats.
That's very cute. How cute of you.
I said, right, I'll actually go through. You can tell me what you think. I ordered Sour Patch Kids jellies.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Terry's chocolate orange minis that include exploding candy.
Oh, banter.
I've never heard of them before. I've ordered them a pepperoni pizza.
Perfect. Goes perfectly.
A packet of Rennies, because I knew all of the above would cause severe heartburn.
Very good.
And a Fanta 2 litre, right? Because he loves a bit of Fanta.
Okay.
So that was grand. I was chuffed at myself. Put the order in. Know the place is close to his house. Off I went then for my walk.
Sorry, what place does all of these things?
Asda.
So the pizza, he has to cook it himself?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it was like a frozen pizza.
Right, okay.
So off I went out for my walk, absolutely thrilled at myself. I was like, dying out to get the call. What did you do?
Yeah.
You know, waiting for the little moment. I was tracking the order, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, I get a call from Deliveroo. Sorry, the man at the door said he didn't order this and sent me away.
Stop.
I was like, Jackie! It's for me, big silly ages. He was like, oh, and then I was like, had been on the phone to her, could hear him in the background being like, I didn't order this, I'm really sorry. And then the one to him hearing her being like, Emma? And he was like, oh yeah, I'm really sorry about this.
Oh no.
And it just went into this real awkward exchange where I was on the phone to kind of both of them at the same time.
That is so funny.
And the joy was over.
He's very honest, isn't he?
I know, I'd be like, delighted.
If anybody tried to give me anything, I'd be like,
Terry's chocolate orange to do this explosive thing in your mouth. Hit me up, don't care if they're for the next door neighbour. Give me.
Absolutely.
You're on Spin. It's Emma, David, Aisling. Here's Billy.
Spin's Billy Charged.
Recharged.
Oh, it's gotten very serious in the office here the last couple of days. Have you noticed, Emma?
A lot of emails going around, isn't there?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know when there's like rolls of black plastic bags strung around the place that they want you to clean your desk because somebody important is coming in. So some boss apparently from overseas is arriving into the office tomorrow for a visit, and the place is done to kill, I have to say. It's looking spick and span. I went into the bathroom this morning, brand new soaps. So there's like the soap dispensers that have always been there, like just, you know, your corporate kind of soap dispenser.
Oh my and God, is this why you came out here this morning saying there's new soap in the bathroom?
Yes.
I didn't even put the two together.
Oh yes. Now there is underneath that on the cyst, the
sink.
It's called sink, yes. There's like those palm olive soaps, and one of them is the real fancy one where it's got like an aquarium in the background.
See, if I was a fancy person and a big boss coming over, I'd be like, why are you wasting company money on this? The dispenser soap is fine.
I know, and all the soaps are like untouched because they're brand new. Like if I was this boss coming in, I'd be looking going, I know that's for me.
Yeah.
Oh, what a flex. And so we've all been told we have to clear the desks. As I said, the black plastic bags are out. And really, I only ever clean my desk when somebody important is coming to the office. Fair. It's a good incentive for me to sort out all the
Yours
crap.
Is in bits, in fairness.
Mine is probably the worst of the three of us.
Which you wouldn't think.
Yeah, I know.
You kind of don't give that impression, but your desk is very cluttery.
I have a lot of trinkets that I like, just little personality pieces, I suppose. So yesterday we did a bit of a clear out yesterday after the show, and my God, the cornucopia of things.
Despite
that we found.
Me not having as much clutter, I did come across some genius little bits and some really gone off stuff that should have been in the bin.
So a world of wonder, yes.
Yeah, okay. In my desk and in the drawer under my desk, which actually has one drawer, the other two are missing. Not sure if the big boss will like to look at that. But anyway, we'll see how we go. Number one, an orange.
Oh.
But say no more.
Was it still orange or was it blue?
It was blue. A happy birthday card from 2023 from my colleagues.
Nice.
A blanket. A WWE mask that Ashen gifted me from Mexico.
In your drawer.
In my drawer.
How dare you?
I don't really have an occasion to wear
it
out.
On display.
Monster Munch, as in the crisps.
What date?
They're fine.
Oh, okay.
They last forever. Gone off orange juice. A lot of orange going on. That was actually quite red, I noticed this morning. Yeah. Nuts. It was in a bag of nuts.
Okay. Non-perishable.
Broken headphones.
Cool.
The remainder of a 2024 calendar from Dave's dad's workplace is in just the body of it without all the little things that you rip off.
Yeah.
A 1920s radio that belongs to my granddad that's been under my desk / more or less Ashley's desk. It's my responsibility. Since Des Kelly the musical in early 2023.
Yes.
That's where I'm at.
Okay. A lot of food-based items in yours.
Yeah, you see, sometimes like stuff gets sent in, you're like, ah, yeah, give me a couple of packets of Monster Munch, you'll never know when you need them, and
but
then you
like
forget
an orange.
They're there. No, they are.
The orange is on you, girl.
There's no excuse for the orange.
Mine is less, like, perishable goods and more just, like, random bits of crap that I kind of like to be displayed. So do you want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Okay, first I have a 2023 diary, a 2024 calendar from Dave's dad's workplace, a photo of Emma, Callum, Dave and I on the Cú Chulainn roller coaster at Emerald Park. That's Dane.
Don't get rid of that.
No. A Polaroid photo of Emma, Dave and I looking very cute.
I know. When did we take that?
That'll stay as well. Think around Christmas some year.
Nice.
An Irish football flag. A regular Irish flag. A knitted Irish flag.
God, it's very patriotic, our Aisling.
A knitted teddy bear in the Ireland colours.
Oh.
A palm reading kit. And a garden gnome.
Yeah, I'm always confused about the garden gnome. I can't believe I've worked with you for, what, the guts of, what, 2.5 years and I've never... What's the story with the gnome?
Well, the thing
desk?
With the gnome is I didn't even put it on my desk. It was put on my desk, I want to say a year ago. And I was just like, yeah, fine, welcome. Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about this gnome?
No, I don't know.
This should have been a bigger thing on the show, sorry.
The thing about, like, my desk is it's a lot... It's the way it's organised is messy. Like, everything's just sort of, like, tossed at the back of the desk. I think if I just reorg it, all those pieces will look lovely. Like, I do want this boss from overseas to come in and see a true patriot.
Yeah, who likes garden gnomes.
Yeah.
And likes her colleagues.
And loves her colleagues. Yeah.
You do have a drawer underneath, don't you?
Yeah.
Would you not just tidy them up in the drawer?
Most likely, I'm going to shove them all in the drawer for the next 24 hours and take them all back out on Friday and just slot them back on.
That's the only way to do it, to be honest with you.
It is. Yeah. Who needs a black plastic bag?
Yeah, the journey's over and back to the bin this morning, where yesterday afternoon and this morning were a little bit gross on my end. Slight shame. We move.
Recharged.
Michael Marcagey, he needs to get cracking. He's been kind of quiet since then, hasn't he?
The one song, one and done.
And he was class as well.
I know.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. You're listening to Spin. And I'm kind of like a bit emotional.
Go on.
This is my last week of Invisalign.
No, it's not.
Can you believe how quick that went?
What?
I know.
Congratulations.
Obviously, this is not in any way SponCon whatsoever. But like, I suppose I was always a bit self-conscious about my teeth. Slightly. I always like thought they were grand, but they were always a bit shoved up on top of each other, particularly at the bottom, and there was too many kind of at the top, and then the front right one was just kind of poking out.
Too many at the top. It was a regular amount, but
they were just a bit squished overcrowding together.
And, no, but you always had a side. I remember from the first time we met and we were doing pictures for the show, you always had a side. Like, do you think now you won't have a side anymore?
I don't think so, no. Because before, I suppose, if I took a picture from the left side of my face, I'm showing my teeth, like, the right tooth could be going up to swords. Like, you wouldn't know where it's pointing. Could
you
be
didn't
facing
like it.
Out towards Tala. It would make me a little bit self-conscious,
so
I suppose.
When did you start the Invisalign?
I think it was June, was it? June or July.
God, that was quick.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it's my last week, and essentially, just to explain, when you get your Invisalign, you have to change them once a week. So every Wednesday was my change day. Mm-hmm. And the idea of it, like, obviously it's moving with the stages that your teeth should be moving along with the Invisalign. And I'm going to miss them.
You're going to miss the retainers.
I actually will, because I feel like it's like wearing a constant mouth guard or shield. What are they called in rugby?
Yeah, a gum shield.
A gum shield.
I kind of know what you mean. Like, I remember when I got my braces off and I used to wear a retainer to bed. I don't bother anymore. But I remember if I'd forgotten it or whatever, I'd be like...
Just really weird.
Where's my retainer?
Yeah. I just feel so silly about it. Also, the one thing that I won't miss is the amount of panic that they've caused me over the last number of months, because I constantly lose them, right?
Yeah, I've witnessed this a couple of times.
So I'm just going to walk you through some of the places that I've lost my Invisalign over the last while or misplaced it.
Yeah.
We'll start with Dundrum Town Centre. You might remember just before Christmas.
Yes!
Just before Christmas, we were giving away the Girly Quiz board games in Dundrum, and because I can get a bit spitty on the air with the retainer in, I often would take it out when we're chatting on the show. And I'd obviously popped it into a pocket, not very hygienic, I understand that, and I was running up and down to where we were giving away the board games. Got back to the studio at one point to chat on the show. Gone. So I had done a plea on the show being, if anyone in Dundrum Town Centre sees an Invisalign lying around, can you give it back to us?
Some poor cleaner.
No joy.
Had an awful day's work.
I'd spent a good hour or two searching the house for my Invisalign one day, and then I went to take out my washing, and there they were, sitting in the bottom of the washing machine.
No!
Having gone for a full spin.
I was like, actually probably good for them. How do you not break?
I'm sure that they were probably out of joints, so I didn't bother putting them back in. So I had to do my next change, or I moved on to the next one. They've found themselves in plenty of bins. Sometimes when you take them out to just eat something, you just wrap them in tissue.
Yeah.
And as a result, obviously people just put them in the bin, assuming it's tissue. So they've been in the bin at my parents' house, the bin at my house, and the bin at my sister's house. All recoverable and cleanable to put back in, don't worry. But disgusting.
Yeah, gross.
And caught before anything else was plonked down on top of them, so all good. Under the seat of my car, that was disgusting.
Oh, that's grim.
Oh, that's gross.
That almost seems worse than a bin to me.
It's disgusting. Yeah. So much hair down there. I don't know how it happens. On my bed, I mean, they're so invisible that I was looking at my bed and just couldn't see them.
It's
for
in
ages,
the name.
To the point where you kind of have to pat the bed down to try and find them until you come across them. And this was the worst one. The bin at McDonald's.
No way. No. Was it on the tray?
It was on my tray.
No.
Yeah. I scooped them off into the bin.
Stop. Well, there was no recovering them then.
I didn't. There was a moment where I said, should I ask the staff?
No.
Just move on.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Miles Smith and Stargazing on your number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin.
Sorry, I've just looked him up for the first time and he is a hottie. He's a regulation hottie.
He's a gorgeous
man. Miles Smith, he is beautiful.
And I need to have a look at him here again. You just crept him on Instagram, did you?
No, I just looked him up on Google Images.
Oh yeah.
I'm old school, you know. But I was listening to that song. It's funny. Do you ever get like sometimes like accents sound like other accents? The way he sings that song, like it could be a fella from the Midlands.
Take my heart, don't break it. Oh, we're in trouble.
What?
I just looked at his Instagram there, Miles Smith. He was pictured on the 30th of December with Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran? There we go.
Ed Sheeran knows.
Ed Sheeran loves getting his mitts into people, doesn't he?
He does, he does.
Oh, Miles, resist.
I'm sure it'll do him absolutely no harm.
God, I know, definitely.
God, he's gorgeous, isn't he, Miles?
I'm just looking at him now. If you do one thing today, give him a look.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Creeps over here. Your number one hit music station. Good morning to you.
Morning. Here I am once again looking for your help.
Here I am.
People of Dublin. Yes.
It is I, Lord.
So I'm off to London on Friday. It's most un-January of me, but hey ho.
What's the occasion?
Well, we're going over to visit our friends who got engaged back in the summer, and there's a big gang of us going over for a big weekend of filth, is what it's been referred to as in the group chat.
That's terrifying.
It is. Saturday is like bottomless brunch and like a cabaret show and Soho and all the rest. So that'll be good crack. And then, but Friday we're doing a kind of a sophisticated, fancy dinner, and the girls are real foodies, so they've picked this nice restaurant. But the restaurant's a bit of a pain. They've all these rules, right? So first of all, it was like you can go with either the tasting menu or the a la carte. However, if you choose the tasting menu, at least two people from the table have to go with the same tasting menu. Otherwise, we won't be able to do it. So, for example, I'm vegetarian. So two people would have to order the vegetarian tasting menu or else they're like, sorry, we can't do it.
That's ridiculous.
I know. And I didn't want to force anybody else to have to get the vegetarian menu. So that meant we scrapped tasting menu and we went for a la carte, which should be straightforward enough.
Question number one. Are you the only veggie in the group?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. But I didn't mind, obviously. So now we're going for a la carte. The a la carte is even worse. You have to send your order to the restaurant 48 hours in advance. And there's about eight of us.
Is this because they need to get ingredients in? Are they very small and up and coming, or what's the story?
The only thing I can think of is maybe they're really like against waste, food waste and stuff. So
which you have to appreciate.
Yeah. So if
I don't know what mood I'm going to be for what I'm going to eat in 48 hours time.
This is what we're all saying. We're all in the group chat being like, I don't know if I'm going to want dessert.
Yeah.
But I have to order it 48 hours in advance. So it's been a terribly overwhelming couple of days.
Right.
And last night, the group chat was popping off. Everyone was sending in their decisions on the food. And I actually just ignored all the messages. I said, I don't know what to pick. It looks all nice and all sort of weird at the same time. And I'm going to ask the people of Dublin today to pick my meal on Friday. And I will eat whatever you want me to eat.
Of all the things.
I know this is so ridiculous, but I actually can't decide. So I'd like you to decide for me on 087-711-1038. I'm going to give you two options of starters and two options of mains. And the main thing I think we're going to all take away from this is being a vegetarian is kind of sad.
Okay, go on, hit me.
Because right. these options are going to sound really grim to a meat eater, but I do trust that they're going to be tasty and delicious.
Hit right. me up.
So my two starter options, keep these in mind, you're going to be choosing one of them, are deep fried Brussels sprouts.
Oh, good Lord.
Or
oh dear.
Corn ribs.
Oh, lads.
My main course options are a dish called sprouting broccoli. Or a dish called grilled cabbage.
Oh, jeez. Even a few carrots.
You should see the group chat. The girls are like, I'll have the lamb shank. I'll have the BBQ deep fried chicken. I'm like, yeah, I'll have the corn and the broccoli, please.
Oh, Ashley, that's so
sad. I know, but actually, I think it's going to be really yummy. I'm really excited about
it. What kind of flavourings have to go on them to make that pop?
I think a lot. Like, I think there's like, you know, nice seasoning and trimmings, yogurt trimming on one of them.
Right,
I don't know.
So just walk me through again. So you're asking people of Dublin to decide your starter
and my main.
And your main course. Give me the starter options again. I actually think I switched off from the sadness.
That's okay. So the starter options are deep fried Brussels sprouts or corn ribs. So either just message sprouts or corn. There, okay? And then for the mains, it's sprouting broccoli or grilled cabbage. So then there you can just say broccoli or cabbage. And I guess in ye meat eater heads, if you are one, you're picking the lesser of two evils. If you're a vegetarian, you might just be excited like
me. I don't want to sway people's decision at all because you said what you said there and you're going to have to go with it.
Yeah.
But is there anything of those four that excites you in any way?
All of them. All of them. Deep fried? Yum. Corn, class, broccoli, love, grilled cabbage, scary, in a cool way.
She looks like she's about to start crying while she says all this.
Yeah, my temple is pulsing. I'm sweating over here.
She's going really red.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I can't decide. We've all been in that situation where we don't know what to order. I've two days' notice to give and I need the order to get in there now quick. So
you need to pick a starter and a main here, okay?
087-711-103. Is it going to be the Brussels sprouts or the corn ribs or the broccoli or the grilled cabbage? How exciting, guys.
Sometimes I think about turning veggie and then I hear this stuff and I'm like, I don't think I can do it. I'm sorry.
What should I order for Friday?
I think, again, the general consensus is this is really sad. Sinead was in touch.
I would probably be gone for the corn and then the cabbage. They would be the lesser of them two evils. Mm-hmm. Mainly because, like, having cabbage and then Brussels sprouts is like having double cabbage.
That's so true.
Very true. That's a very good point. Yeah. How are you, Hannah?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Hannah. What should I go for on my meal on Friday? What have you picked?
I think it'll have to be the deep fried sprouts and the broccoli.
Deep fried sprouts and broccoli. We're going all green.
Can I just ask, are the Brussels sprouts normally the thing that people avoid, like the actual plate?
Yeah, at Christmas, yeah. Are you a fan of a sprout,
Hannah?
Yeah,
I think so, but I think they can be nice.
Yeah, I think so too, and anything is nice when it's deep fried. Would you be excited about that meal?
No, not particularly. I think I'd you're staying positive. I like the positive attitude.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a really nice compliment.
I feel like I can't believe you have to pay money for this. This is like eating your five a day. I can't believe I have to pay good money to get a bit of a deep fried sprout. It just sounds so sad to me, but there you go.
All right, Hannah, you have logged sprouts and broccoli. Thank you very much.
No worries. I hope it ends up being a good meal.
Thank you. I'll let you all know. I know everybody's on the edge of their seat.
Bye, Han.
Bye, have a good day.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Grace is also there. How are you?
Good, how are you both?
Hi, Grace. What do you think I should have for my dinner on Friday?
You know what? I actually think you should wear a blindfold and it's like being an I'm a Celebrity bus shucker trial. Like, does that even come on a big plate or are you getting a side plate for the broccoli?
Yeah, imagine your whole dinner just being the broccoli.
Like, you're going to be bloody starving. You'll be in the chipper afterwards.
That's my fear, yeah. I do think there'll be definitely like a post midnight snack.
Sorry, I'm just having a quick look at your message you sent in here, Grace. I love the way you said it's going to have to be so deep fried to mask the sadness.
It is. Ask for extra oil and extra long in the deep fried fryer.
Yeah, and extra salt. So you would rather do a bush sugar trial than have this meal?
I think so. I don't know how people are veggies. I'm so sorry.
And Grace, can you imagine actually paying money for this? It's like a punishment. Yeah, yeah.
I'd be looking at the nearest chipper for a curry cheese chips if you're going.
Listen, Grace, you've been wildly unhelpful. Thank you.
Enjoy your trip.
Thanks a million. Bye.
Bye. People very invested this morning, Ash. And
they are.
They want more details. April was on. Aisling, I need to know what goes with them and what is served with them.
Okay, this could be even more of a letdown here. So the corn ribs comes with Aji Amarillo butter and Parmesan.
Oh, stop it.
Shrugs.
Confusing.
Deep fried Brussels sprouts comes with a soy vinaigrette. They're the starter options. The sprouting broccoli comes with nori mayo and toasted peanuts. Yum. Love peanuts, me. And the grilled hispy cabbage comes with brown butter, vinaigrette and chives.
You're after just confusing everyone and it sounds even worse. Let's just bring it back to basics and get the final tally in, please. What are we voting
okay,
for here? A starter
yes.
and a main.
Yeah,
starters.
2.5 minutes to get your votes in. This is super serious stuff. Either corn ribs or deep fried Brussels sprouts. That's the starter.
Corn
or sprouts or broccoli or cabbage for the mains. 087-711-1038. Life or death, guys.
It's mad the things I get so invested in on the show because I am so in.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I've been asking you to help me pick my dinner for Friday. I'm going to a fancy restaurant in London. They want you to put your order in 48 hours in advance. I told you my options as a vegetarian. It seems a bit bleak. Corn ribs or deep fried Brussels sprouts for starters, or broccoli or cabbage for mains.
Is it, you're a bit overwhelmed, I think, by the sadness. You're trying to disguise how sad you feel about it, I feel.
I'm actually excited.
And people have been voting for what Aisling should eat for her dinner on Friday. Welcome to Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Yeah.
A lot of disgust around.
I'll tell you what I'd be ordering there. A Big Mac on my way to the restaurant. Corn ribs. You winding me up?
Well said, Jago. And David's hanging on there. You're disgusted too, David.
No, if my other half wanted me to bring me to a restaurant like that, I'd rather go to Subway.
David, I agree with you. Thank you for your input, sir.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
A lot of abuse in the text, but also some valid entries on the poll. And I can now reveal that for my dinner on Friday, I will be having for starters corn ribs and sprouting broccoli. Yum, 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 yum. Cannot wait. Thank you very much, everybody. Full review on Monday.
How sad.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just want to wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Guys, it's going to be a good day.
Why?
I'm really excited because I have a very exciting delivery coming. And it's actually been stuck in Tralee in the snow for the past like 10 days.
Consider me hooked. What is it?
The thing that's going to be dropped in my house today makes me so happy. And it is 5 litres of water. It's a tub of 5 litres of water. Do you want me to explain?
You actually overwhelm me sometimes.
And you know what else is in with a syringe?
Oh, I want to guess so hard, but I
you're never going to guess. You're never going to guess.
You've been a lot this morning.
I know, I'm sorry. It's been a bit draining for poor Emma.
Go on.
So, long story short, you probably heard the last 2 days, I was extremely hoarse. I have some voice problems sometimes. I can get very hoarse after like a big weekend or whatever. And so I often steam because it helps my vocal cords. And for Christmas, so I don't have to throw my head over a pot of boiling water, Alex bought me a steamer. My boyfriend Alex bought me a steamer. And it's mad looking. It's like, it's got this like suction cup to your face.
Brilliant.
But now I can steam and watch TV. But this.
Oh, sorry. So you can sit up and it.
I can sit up. And basically, it's a bit of a scam though, because it comes with these little pods full of like this sterile purified water
right.
that you squeeze into the steamer through a tiny hole, which is why I need a syringe. And basically it's like you can't use any other water or it will damage the steamer. And they're selling these for like $20 for like 8 little compartments, and each compartment gets you like one steam.
That's ridiculous.
So it would cost me a fortune if I was to keep replenishing these. Mm. So what I did was I went onto the online pharmacy and I bought a 5 litre tub of purified water.
Right, okay.
And a syringe.
The water is fine from the...
See, I think like the water from our tap has like limescale and everything
okay,
in it.
Okay, yeah, fair.
So this is some sort of medical grade water. And I've been waiting for it through the bloody snow and everything for days, and I'm so excited because now I'm going to be able to pump my steamer with my very own water.
No, look, the story does make sense in the end, and I'm happy about that, and I'm happy for you in the steaming. Can I just request?
Yeah.
Can I try a glass of it tomorrow?
I know, Emma.
Okay, can I have a sip?
I'll give you a shot glass of it.
That's perfect.
You want to taste it?
I
know.
I've never tasted purified water.
I'll bring
medical grade water. I'd love to give that a lash.
God, I'd say it's just like so good for you.
Straight from the mountain.
Oh my God, I cannot wait.
I'd say right up from the cusp of when the stream just starts.
Collecting. Yes. Cure all your ailments.
You're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Ashley.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I came across this tweet, right? And I was really, like, I giggled. It tickled me quite a bit. But then I went looking at it and the story was big last year. So I don't know why. It was Popbase and we follow Popbase. Yeah, and they're normally, like, very on it. And they tweeted it as brand new information, which, you know, caught me out. But anyway, yeah. It was last year, but I missed this story completely. So I wanted to talk about it. I'm talking about The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, obviously the WWE icon, really seemingly lovely guy. He has his own kind of men's care range, skincare and stuff. It's called Papatoy.
He does have stunning skin.
Beautiful.
Hasn't he?
Yeah, no, he was sculpted by the gods. But what was funny about it was this story did the rounds, as I said, last year and then came to my attention when they tweeted it just yesterday. He released a shampoo and conditioner line. Right? Oh. A two-in-one product.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as you see The Rock Johnson in your head, you see this beautiful man carved by the gods, like I said, but bald.
Yes, extremely smooth all over.
Bald as an egg.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's even a follicle left on the top of his head.
Nor has there ever been. Like, apart from that one picture of him where he's wearing the chain and the turtleneck. I think he has hair in that picture.
God, you're more versed on the photos of The Rock than I am. That's iconic. I think you spent a lot of time looking at that. And I like the way he obviously knew when he released this that it was going to get a bit of criticism and draw a bit of confusion.
Yeah.
So he jokingly made the tagline, "My hair would have loved this two-in-one shampoo and conditioner," okay. Which is great. I don't know how it's going. I've had no update from people. I don't know if it's brought... he's still bald, so I don't think it's brought back hair for baldies.
No.
But it got me thinking about other collaborations or endorsements that certain celebrities just should not make based on their personality and traits. So we'll start with Taylor Swift. She should never... no matter how bad her career gets, if it ever does, she should never collaborate with dog food. She is too much of a cat lady.
Yes, yes.
I think a lot of people would turn their back on her because she's very much positioned herself as such a cat lady.
Yeah, that would be a sellout move.
Roz Purcell, Irish famous influencer and presenter. Very famously a vegan.
Yes, she is.
Don't collab with the butchers, Roz.
Don't ever. Go there, Roz.
Don't sell out. Teddy Swims, never collaborate with rowing oars. Just release swimming shorts, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It speaks for itself, but stay Kendrick Lamar should never collaborate with Drake again.
Oh, yeah. That's just a straight up no.
Please just don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
Charlie XCX, obviously famous for Brat Summer and being a bit of a divil and a bit of a brat. I don't think she should ever collaborate with Modesty Panels.
No.
It just wouldn't suit the vibe.
That wouldn't work. Mm-mm. No. Somebody I'm thinking of, Leonardo DiCaprio, should probably never endorse like an app for aging dating, like Silver Singles or something like that. It's not convincing.
No,
mate.
Not at all. But yeah, I just think that is so funny that he released this 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner and he has the ball. You
that's
can imagine.
It's like a sketch. Like, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. But people obviously buy it and it's doing well if they're still tweeting about it a year later. So fair play to him. God, he's a trier.
Morning. Got a good giggle off one of my friend's Insta stories the other day. I think it was last week. She was basically sharing screenshots of her Tesco club card unpacked.
Okay.
Which is essentially a Spotify wrapped for your Tesco club card.
Oh, it shows you how much you bought of everything.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Which I think is really good. It's a really good little marketing idea from Tesco, and I've never seen anybody or them do that before. So I think all kind of regular club card users got one sent to them. I don't use my club card very often. I always forget it and I don't have it on my phone, so I don't think I got one. I tried to go on.
It wouldn't be my go-to Tesco, to be honest. No, I'd always be more of a little gal.
Yeah, fair enough. I'd only kind of go in if I'm passing.
Same.
But my friend was feeling a little bit attacked because it informed her that she had bought a 4-pack of Aero mint bars 18 times and was like, this is your top item of the year. And then there was also sort of headlines being like, this is your main sort of categories of food that you've bought. And another headline that flashed up was, you bought a lot of sweet treats in 2024. 49 to be exact.
See, this
like,
might not actually be a good marketing thing because, you know, it might make people go, oh, I need to change my habits and not buy so much crap or whatever.
That's actually very true. Mm. Yeah, you could be kind of preventing people from using it. So I know a man who is obsessed with Tesco, and that is our producer, Callum.
He used to more or less run Tesco in the UK before he got into radio.
He did. He worked in Tesco. I think his mom still works in Tesco over in the UK. And he's not here today because he went to the Forest game last night. But he did send me his Tesco club card unpacked yesterday. So I've done a bit of a deep dive,
also,
right?
Fair. I like the way they called it unpacked rather than wrapped.
Yeah, very clever. They're thinking. So we've learned that Callum scanned his club card 104 times in 2024.
He loves Tesco, man.
That's like going into Tesco every 3 days on average-ish of the year. Isn't that crazy? His most bought items are incredibly boring.
This is actually such an insight to someone.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
His third most bought item is green seedless grapes. He bought them 19 times.
I didn't know he was so into grapes.
Either did
I. This is great for future presents or anything.
That is pretty... Oh, I'm just going to get him his top three items. Yeah. That's so funny. His second most bought item, like, bearing in mind that, like, I would buy, like, a Brennan's bread every single week. Mm. There's no bread featured in this. His second most bought item was Tesco iceberg lettuce. 27 bags.
He's bought 27 bags of lettuce?
Lettuce!
I think I bought my heard producer first Callum. Of the last 6 months last week.
Never heard him talking about lettuce.
Never heard a word about a salad.
What's his secret life he's been hiding from
us? This is very different to what I expected. I thought it'd be like Weetos.
Yeah. And honestly, his top item shocked me most of all because producer Cam would be a very sensible man. You know, he'd be all about getting value for money and his savings. Mm. I didn't think he'd be cutting corners so much so that his top item is a bag of microwave long grain rice, which he has bought 48 times.
Wow. What kind of rice? Does it go into detail? Is it multigrain? Is it basmati?
It's like white long grain rice.
Lovely.
But like, he could have bought like a regular bag of dried rice and paid for it half the times. Mm.
It's very handy though, just chuck it into the microwave.
Would you be a microwave?
Done. I would.
Bag rice? Would you?
I do, yeah. You get them for nothing in a little.
Ah, oh, lads.
Oh, yeah, I chuck it in.
I chuck it in. Rice.
Oh, yeah, that's how you do it, yeah. Yeah. No mess, no fuss.
That's interesting. So because of all the rice, Callum's most popular category was world foods. That was just mainly because he's bought 50 bags of rice. His next most popular category was biscuits and sweet treats.
Now that sounds more like the man I know.
Of which he produced 118 items.
Go on.
He got 15 meal deals across the year.
I thought it'd be more.
So did I. And his most popular meal deal was the following: Tesco Southern Fried Chicken Sandwich with cheese and onion hunky dories and a bottle of Ballygown. And you know what's incredible about this is it said that nobody else shared the same combination as their meal deal of choice.
His was the only.
That's what they said.
Walk me through the Sambo again.
Tesco Southern Fried Chicken Sandwich.
Meh.
Wouldn't be me.
No, but no.
Cheese and onion hunky dories.
Perfect.
Yes.
And water, fine.
And a bottle of water, fine.
If I was going for the meal deal, I'd go for a spicier drink. You can get water out of a tap.
Again, now we know, like, if he's ever in a bit of a mood... We know exactly what's going on.
Southern
getting.
Fried chicken sandwich and a few grapes and a bag of rice.
This is brilliant.
Sort them out.
Other wraps, I think, would be cool. I think every app and company should do one. Would be like a Strava unwrapped, or maybe sort of any version of exercise app that you might use. Because I think it would be kind of cool to be like, you ran X amount of times, you spent however many minutes exercising, even if it wasn't that good.
That's a great one.
You'd still feel great.
If you do a lot of calories, the MyFitnessPal app would be great to do as well. Yeah.
You burnt like 7 million calories.
Or
just
like,
don't tell me how much I ate.
Or like, you ate this many carbs across the year.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be kind of interesting, I think.
Yeah. I think a fun one would be pharmacy unwrapped. So it'd be like, you bought 12 boxes of paracetamol, you guzzled 5 bottles of Difflam.
And 12 packs of Tampax.
Exactly. Yeah. Finally, I think a good one would be like a Ticketmaster wrapped. So like, it could tell you how many minutes you spent standing at gigs.
Love that.
How long you spent cheering or clapping, how much money you spent on fees. Boo.
Merch, maybe they could figure
merch.
That out for you as well.
Yeah.
Another one I'd love, and I did see someone share something, so maybe it exists somewhere, I'm just not sure where. I'd love like a travel wrapped at the end of the year, and it includes everything. Your plane journeys, your car journeys, your bicycle journeys, your walking, back of the horse movement, any kind of movement, and like an average of where you went, how long you spent moving.
Very good.
I think that would be interesting, and see the places you visited, how long you spent there, how long you spent in the air.
Yes, I've already travelled. That's really good.
Right, it's time for this.
This is a game called A Second at the Cinema, where we play you a 1 second clip of a movie, and if you can guess it right, we'll send you a pair of IMC cinema passes, an appropriate prize for such a movie buff as yourself if you can guess it right. It's always one.
And it's very tough,
one.
I think, today's clip. There's not even a quote or anything. It just sounds like this. As me scratching my head. Might not for you though, Ollie. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What are you up to this morning, Ollie?
Just going to drop my little brother to school.
Oh, good
Very
on you.
Good. What, is he in primary school?
No, he's in creche.
Oh, he's in creche. Eyes on you, little baba. Aren't you a good big brother?
Yeah.
Mm. All right, this is the movie, Ollie. The clip, I mean. What film do you think that's from?
I think that's La La Land.
La La Land. Oh, one of my favourites, Ollie. What part do you think it is?
The tap dancing.
Oh, the tap dancing, yeah.
What a waste of a lovely night.
So much singing in this round.
Keep it going. Keep it going, Ash.
I'm so sorry, Ollie. You're wrong.
Damn it.
Oh, great. Great memory, though, brought up.
And thanks for bringing that out of Ashling this morning, Ollie. I enjoyed that. Cheers.
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye.
087 711 1038. The clip sounds like this. Hiya, Paul.
Oh, Jesus. How are you?
How are you, Paul? What's up?
Not much. Just driving to work.
Very good. And you think you know this film. Have a listen to the clip again.
Any ideas, Paul?
Yeah, it sounds like Cups from Pitch Perfect.
The Cup song.
Yeah.
I got my tickets on the wrong way, man. Don't bother with me, run away. Oh, I learned that when I was in college, like a big loser.
Did you learn the Cups bit?
Absolutely, I did.
Go on, go on, go on, go on.
Every pre-drinks, me sitting there. Anyway, I'm afraid you're wrong, Paul.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
I'm so sorry I really dragged that out.
But thanks for dragging that out of Ashling this morning, Paul. We appreciate it.
Get the wrong ones in first.
Exactly. Yeah, we're ruling things out. Thanks, Paul.
Soundy.
Cheers. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, bye, bye. God, I don't know what we're going to do. We'll just have to roll into tomorrow.
I know. Two then.
The clip from the film. What's the crack, Ryan? What are you up to this morning?
All good. I'm just here in work out in town.
I can hear the Lewis behind you there. Yeah, whereabouts are you? What are you up to?
I'm a HVAC engineer apprentice doing air conditioning.
Good for you.
Okay, listen, this is the film. What movie do you think that's from, Ryan?
From The Minions. It's a little girl banging on her cheeks. Just pick one, me.
Ooh, very specific.
Can I try and make that sound and see if it works?
Oh, that's actually not far off.
Let's check if you're right.
No annoying sounds. Right?
Does this count as annoying?
Very.
Yay!
Well done.
Listen, have a great day and thanks for listening. Cheers, Ryan.
Cheers, thank you.
You're off to the cinema. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. I always think every time there's one of these, I'm like, it's not going to go.
I know, like, I'm like, he's blown it this time.
Anyone going to get that? But here we are.
Yep.
People are smarties, smarter than me.
They are.
I am that really annoying January person right now. I'm the person who's like, oh, my legs are so sore. I was out walking.
Been doing so much.
Oh, I was out walking. Literally, myself and Emer both seized up on the couch yesterday watching Love Island. We both got up and we were like, ow, ow, ow.
How long did you walk
into the kettle? Well, I did a run yesterday, you see. And today it's all about the upper body. I'm going back boxing today.
Oh, wow.
So I'll be well. Like, I'll go back from my class. She's working from home. I'll be all, oh, ow, what have you done with your upper body today? Oh, I'm boxing. Ow, oh, ow.
God, you're incredible.
I'm just in that
room. Very impressive.
Yeah, you know me. How long did that last?
I spent all day on the couch yesterday.
3 weeks at the last, max.
Yeah.
Michaela's on the way. Catch you in the morning.
See ya.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.